Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners. Today, we feature Jane Ruster, an East Thomas resident.
Hi, I'm Jane Ruster. And my point of view today is, this midterm election 2018 was all about the presidential election 2016, how it will affect the life of our country, probably the most important election for America. The left is personal now and wants to destroy our America as we know it. They lost the election 2016 and do not like President Trump. For many citizens, this midterm election was a referendum about the character assassination of Brett Kavanaugh, our newest Supreme Court justice, who repugnant committee Democrats largely ignored his exceptional record and attempted to blacken his reputation by any means necessary, an injustice to him. But guess what? New evidence, some of his accusers claim they lied. 41 House Republicans were retiring 2018, leaving many open House seats, which many are now filled by newly elected Democrats, changing the Republican House of Representatives to Democratic. A disappointment if you are a conservative. However, the Republican Senate gained several new Republican senators. In red states, most every Democratic senator who voted no on Justice Kavanaugh went down in this midterm election, with a Republican winning their seat. Maintaining the Republican Senate means more jobs, more security, and more freedom. This was not a blue wave, as the Democrats and the liberal media predicted, relying on the millions of dollars from Michael Bloomberg, Tom Steyer, George Soros, and, of course, visits by Hollywood elites. How about a blue puddle, folks? Now, teaching liberals a lesson on losing is useless. Major election Senate and governor races in Florida and Georgia, won by Republicans, are being presently unfoundly challenged by the Democrats, a corruption situation, an erroneous grievance. Folks, if they can't win fairly, they cheat, lie, and steal. I was disappointed that the House of Representatives changed parties from Republican to Democrat. And then, well, I thought maybe the divisiveness would reduce. But listening to the House Democrats Wednesday signals no cooperation. Well, we can only hope. My biggest disappointment was for Michigan. John James was a much better candidate for our Michigan Senate than Debbie Stabenow. What has Debbie Stabenow done for Michigan? This is an opportunity for the Democrats to discontinue the intolerance, stop the disgraceful, shameful, abusive behavior, and demonstrate that their party is not complicit, fomenting hate and violence. They don't seem to understand the balance. If the Democratic House 2019 continues their disgraceful, contemptible attitudes, hateful resistance, and rhetoric, beware, Democrats. America's watching now. Your party is on trial. We, the people, will vote you out 2020. Now, Congress needs to work together with the Republican Senate and the President, which strengthens our America. Let's stop politicizing and focus on making America great again. I'm Jane Ruster, and that's my point of view.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.